Welcome to the Website to App Conversion Podcast, where we explore the ins and outs of converting websites into engaging mobile applications. In today's episode, we're diving into a fantastic feature that can help keep your app users engaged, the inactive user notification feature. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to gently nudge your app users to return after they've been away for a while? Well, this feature allows you to do just that. Instead of letting users drift away unnoticed, you can automatically send them push notifications after a set number of days of inactivity. It's a simple yet effective way to boost user engagement and remind them of the value your app provides. So, how does this magical feature work? You can configure inactive user notifications directly in your push notification settings. This means for each notification, you can personalize a title, craft a message, and decide on the number of inactive days before the notification is sent. Here's a key point to remember. Once a user opens the app, the timer resets for those inactivity notifications. Let's say you have two types of inactivity notifications. Notification A, which triggers after 5 days, and notification B after 10 days. Here's how it plays out. On day zero, your user opens the app. Fast forward to day five. And they receive notification A because there's been no activity since day zero. If they open the app on day seven, they reset the timer. But surprise, on day 12, boom, notification A is sent out again. And then on day 17, if they haven't opened the app, they will receive notification B. It's all about timing and nudging them back into your app in a non-intrusive way. Now, let's talk best practices. Keeping it simple is key. Stick to 1, 2, or at most, 3 inactivity reminders. Overloading your users with messages can actually diminish their effectiveness. When should you send that first reminder? It really depends on how often new content is published in your app. For a social media or news app that churns out fresh updates daily, sending the first notification after 7 days might be appropriate. However, an online shop where users might check in less frequently, perhaps once a month, might consider a 30-day gap. And here's a handy tip. Configure an increasing delay between each reminder. For instance, if your first notification goes out after 30 days, maybe set the second one for around 75 to 90 days. The goal is to find that sweet spot where you're gently prompting users without annoying them. After all, if you push too hard, you risk users disabling notifications or worse, uninstalling your app altogether. So, there you have it. Inactive user notifications can be a powerful tool in your app engagement strategy, keeping your users connected and informed. As always, apply these tips wisely and continuously monitor user feedback to create the best experience possible. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Website to App Conversion Podcast, where we help you bridge the gap between your website and the App Store. Until next time, keep innovating and engaging.